Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and we're on our way to Whitby this morning. What's your thoughts as we head back to league action?
It's been a long week. You know, it's been a strange feeling losing a game of football. You know, we hadn't lost since October the 12th, and like I put in my notes, we lost in spectacular fashion. But, you know, really proud of what we achieved for the club, and to go down there last week and get that experience is great. But this is our bread and butter. You know, this is what we've got to bounce back to today. We've had a great week in training. I know some people up and down the league will be looking and questioning possibly the mentality of the squad. And, you know, and I said that to the squad, but I've got a great group in there. And, you know, today's game can't come quick enough, so we're looking forward to getting there.
It is back to bread and butter. So, I mean, how important has this week been for training, making sure that the players see last Saturday as the free hit that it was and don't take it to heart?
I mean, we did a lot of work on our social media side, you know, with the players in terms of building them back up after Sunday, Monday. We had a great meeting before training on Tuesday, just for people to air the feelings and how people are, because people take setbacks in different ways. But, you know, the important thing that the staff said and the players said was to have a really good session on Tuesday, kind of get it out of our system and realise how far we've come. And, you know, Tuesday and Thursday this week has been great. The banter going around the group last night again and today on the coach, we're in really good spirits, and, you know, we're really proud of our league record. And, you know, we're going back to Grantham now, first game of the season since we lost the league game away from home.
And when it comes to Whitby today, obviously they've been interesting to look at because they're in mid-table, but they've got loads of games in hand, and they've obviously got a very good squad there, and Chris Hardy's doing a good job this season, so this is going to be a tough game.
Yeah, it is. It's not just the opposition. I think the pitch has come into some question, whether or not it's conducive for football or not. But we're going to have to adapt to that. You know, everyone's going to come here at some point this season, and, you know, it sounds like they're in unfortunate circumstances where they've no groundsmen and maybe a lack of resources. So, you know, we can't blame anything. We've got to go here. It's going to be the same for both teams. Like I said, Whitby have got games in hand. I think they can go into the playoffs. You know, they're on a good run recently. He's brought in a few good players. So, listen, as always, we're going to have to be on our mettle, and it proves to be a really good game today. I'm sure that the FC fans are going to travel in the numbers, but for us, we've got one intention, and that's to win a game of football today and stay where we are in the league.
And it's certainly an interesting day in the league as well, with South Shields going to Lancaster and Basford taking on Stalybridge. Could be a bit interesting come 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure on teams in and around us. I don't think there's any pressure on us. You know, we talk about the top 10 finish at 1.5 points per game, and we haven't veered away from that. I think if South Shields go to Lancaster and win, a lot of people will think they've got one hand on the league trophy. So, you know, that's pressure on South Shields, pressure on Lancaster, because they know if they slip up, then they probably miss the chance to go and, you know, go and get their hands on silverware. For us, you know, the important thing is to stay in and around it and trying to put pressure on people, you know, let the other teams take the pressure today. We'll just get to Whitby, enjoy the occasion, hopefully get 3 points and see where we are come 5 o'clock.